Support for Talking Art on WVIK comes from the people at Quad City Bank and Trust, helping the local community with their banking and financial needs for more than 20 years. Information is at qcbt.com. Support also comes from the estate of Margaret Skinner, a longtime friend of WVIK and lover of the arts.
This is Carolyn Martin, and I'm talking art today with Pat Baraskin, one of our local artists and director of the Baraskin Gallery and Art Academy. Welcome, Pat.
Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. Now, in August of 2017, you moved into your large gallery space on State Street in Bettendorf. What were some of the reasons behind starting your gallery?
Well, we opened our gallery in Davenport at Bucktown Center for the Arts previously, and it was because we wanted studio space, room to paint and draw. Dean Kugler was the instrument behind looking for space, and we decided we fed off of each other's energy, and there were a few others too, and so we decided, yep, we'll do this. We moved in. We started creating like crazy, and I said, we need space to sell, and an opportunity came up open to open the gallery space, and that's the beginning. But I'd been teaching for a long time in the area before I did that.
Mm-hmm. So you previously were in Bucktown, and you'd mentioned Dean Kugler. He's a sculptor.
Mm-hmm.
But the new facility really gave you so much more space, particularly for your classes.
Yeah, we had 4,000 square feet on the upstairs for the gallery, and then the lower level provides us with 4,000 square feet for our art academy. Now we have, it's not just me teaching, but at Bucktown we had a few other teachers, but now we've expanded to a total of 14 teachers that teach within the academy.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You told me before that when you wanted people to have an experience also when they walk in.
Right. We just feel like people in the Quad Cities can go just about, you know, to the museums. There's the other art galleries, of course, Quad City Arts, a staple of the Quad Cities, as well as Bucktown and across the river at the Artery. But what we wanted to do is we wanted to provide people with another type of experience, fine art, at a higher level, so to speak, and make it be an opportunity to walk out not only with great artwork, but to walk out with an experience where they get to see actual artists doing work and creating.
Mm-hmm. So what type of art will a visitor to your gallery discover?
Oh, there's so many things. We have everything from the typical mediums, watercolor, oil, acrylic, pastel, sketching, pen and ink, pencil. We also have mixed media, found object, sculpture as far as a typical bronze, ceramic, raku, stone. We just added a Joel Erickson stonework. Jewelry, handcrafted jewelry, silversmithing. Just
Sam, you name it.
Yeah. You don't find it there, we can help you find.
And it's such a great space with the large windows. It's filled with light. It's where Foster Music used to be, and
mm-hmm.
and so those big windows showcase the pianos really well. And now the light floods in on your art pieces.
Yeah.
And it's perfect really for that.
We were so happy to continue. The Fosters were an amazing part of the Quad Cities for so many, many years. And we spoke with the Fosters and we said we were proud to be able to carry on the fine arts, you know, within their legacy too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and they built the perfect building for us. Uh-huh. So we love it. We love our space.
They did. And you know, because they're so large, the sculptural pieces really pop out. There's some beautiful wood pieces by Jay Stratton.
Oh, his work defies gravity. It's like ribbons of wood. And also Steve Sinner and Joe Mirahage, who create those one-of-a-kind miracles of time where they take a piece of wood that's been aged to perfection, selected on a particular day, carved, then seasoned again, stained, and then the wood itself reveals through the stain a particular pattern that's based on the history of its life with the amount of water, the amount of sun. It's just incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, we feel so privileged and honored and blessed, totally blessed.
Mm-hmm. Steve Senner's work, the public really got to see because there was a large exhibit of his at the Figge, and his work is just luminous. And it's just so amazing that he's local.
Yeah, that's what we feel. In Argauer, we have 25 right now regional local artists. And when we have people come from the East Coast or the West Coast or Chicago, they cannot believe that all the artists are from our area. Mm-hmm. And why would that not be any different than, you know, when you think about the Impressionists, the French Impressionists, like at the Figge right now, we think about those artists being from a region. And here we are in the Quad Cities. We also are impacting the world with our art, too. Mm-hmm.
You're a strong proponent that local art matters. What do you think we gain by investing in our local artists and the work that they create?
Well, I think not only do you get to have beautiful, one-of-a-kind pieces for your home or business, but you also get to support someone who is really making a living at it here. Rather than go to a big box store and buy a $35 or $40 print and then spend another $350 or $400 to have it matted and framed, you walk out with an original piece that is already finished.
Mm-hmm. That may be produced by a neighbor.
Yes,
someone very close to you in your community.
Yeah, that's what we think too.
Yeah. Now you have a great website where you can go on onto that and read about the artists. Mm-hmm. You can see in some cases videos even of them mm-hmm. talking about their work.
Yeah. We want the public to interact with us in a way. We're very community minded. We have a very strong connection to our area. One of the things that we've just recently done, we had one of the artists in the paint out that we had this summer. Produced a beautiful bridge painting. Well, the bridge painting has now become a Christmas ornament that will now become a part of the promotion for Bettendorf in the holiday donations for needy families. So every person who donates to this activity will receive a ornament in exchange. And then the ornaments will also be for sale, and they can be purchased at the local downtown Bettendorf stores.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. I'm sure the city of Bettendorf is thrilled that you moved in there. Because you bring so many people down to that gallery that, you know, the other piece of your mission has been art education. And give us an idea of the variety of classes people can take at your gallery.
Well, the fall brochure comes out and we have a little over 20 classes that we're offering. We bring in internationally known artists to teach seminars in particular subject matter. This next artist is Nina Weiss from Chicago, who will be in town. Nina's very well known. She does all kinds of travel across the international, France, Ireland, Italy, of course. And then Deborah Stewart will be back with a pastel demonstration and seminar.
Mm-hmm. And the seminars are weekend events. But you have these ongoing courses.
Yes. We have the 20-some courses that we are offering are in all of the major mediums. And then we also have our STEAM Lab, Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. And those classes run everywhere from a preschool program that we run weekly all the way through middle school age. But then, not advertised, are my classes. And my classes run, I think I have 11 classes a week that I run, including a class for special needs young adults. And we don't advertise those because we want students that are really dedicated and interested in art, whether they're just doing it because they are having fun and enjoy it, or whether they really want to go into this as far as a career. So we have everything from the very beginning at age 5 all the way through adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so people, again, can go to your website and check those out. And it could be anything from clay to drawing. I think I saw a cartooning course there too,
starting,
which is fun.
Yep, we have a cartooning, and we have Paul Lang is a local illustrator. He's done a great deal of work for John Deere. Matter of fact, the illustrator of John Deere's children's book series. And so we appreciate having Paul as another asset to the gallery. We have an atelier, a drawing academy with Ebony Henningsen. Ebony graduated from the Florence Academy of Art, or Angel Academy in Florence, and she's teaching drawing, cast drawing, sight-size bark drawing. She'll be doing figure drawing also. We have Dave Anderson with oil painting. He's an oil painting master, award winner from the American Eastern Regional Oil Painters Association. And then Bob Zeidler, award-winning watercolorist. Brad Bisbee. I mean, Brad Bisbee's the Grant Wood of our time, no doubt about it, for our area. He's amazing. A great teacher also. So you name it, we try to offer it. I'm probably forgetting somebody, and I apologize.
Well, but we have so many. It's hard to actually give name to all of them, but you can find all of their information online. And how long do the typical classes last?
The classes that are advertised in the brochure can last about 4 weeks, or could be 8 weeks. It just depends on the class. Some of the classes are ongoing, like Bob Zeidler has an ongoing watercolor class that meets every week, and then Dave Anderson, his class can be ongoing also. So we have people who have been taking that class for 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
My students in my general classes on the weekend can be 3 to 4 weekend classes, but my regular classes during the week, those run the whole school calendar year, and people can call and find out how to get into those classes too.
Mm-hmm. And all these classes are held on the lower level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's shared by the STEAM lab. How did the relationship with STEAM come about? And let's talk in a little bit more depth about what happens there.
Sure. About a year ago, well, when we were going to open the gallery, there was a specific space that we thought would be good. I really, really wanted to have art expressed in a different way. I think the future of artists isn't necessarily just someone sitting by a typical canvas painting. I think it's infused in so much more in the community and in the world. My thought was that if you can have somebody who has that engineering brain and also has an artistic brain, you make them more marketable. So with the help of a good friend, Aaron Maurer, we put together a program, and it has evolved. Our director now is Sam McCollum, Western Illinois University person, and Nikitan Morin, who is a John Deere engineer. Rebecca Hike, she's at Augustana too, and Diane Whiteman and Rachel Squire, they make up our team, and an amazing young man, Renee. He's from Pleasant Valley, and Renee is our intern for that. We have interns in all of our programs. I just hired another intern. I think we have 5 interns for the gallery and the art academy, but we hire our most advanced high school students to serve in those capacities, and they're taught all the programs that most seniors in college know in marketing, public relations. And so when they leave their tenure with us to go off to college, they are so prepared for their programs.
And that will serve them well, you know, having that artistic background in so many things, no matter what your career, it's very important. That's hence the, you know, addition to the STEM acronym, the addition of A for art, transforming that to STEAM. No matter what your career in artistic creative background is important. And Augustana College, I just heard about this recently. They started a Center for Creativity, they call it, that is meant to inspire various forms of thinking and working in imaginative ways. And I think it's just really underscoring the importance of the arts.
Absolutely. When two weeks ago, they started with, they had just finished this project for a hovercraft. And it was fun to watch their process of how they ended up putting together. But the project that I think really ties a lot of this together would be the cardboard pinball machine that the kids make.
Tell us about that.
They have a template they learn from or in a kit. They put it together. So there's cooperation. They have to learn to communicate. And that's something the kids don't have today. Even adults in the workplace, we've spoken with a lot of the trades to try to back up what it is that we're teaching in our STEAM lab. And the trades are saying, here's some things. People need to be able to talk to each other. They need to be able to handle tools. And they need to be effective when they're problem solving. So one of the things that we've done is we've made, the STEAM Lab has made this pinball machine. So once they create it, then they have to design the illustrations and the theme for the unit. Once that's done, then they use an Arduino, and they program the Arduino for music.
Describe what that is. I don't
Arduino
recognize that.
Arduino is a small computerized program, and the kids use coding to make music, download music to it. It can keep score, and it can supply the power for the lights.
Oh, that's amazing. And what age range is doing this?
3rd to 5th grade.
3rd to 5th grade.
They're unbelievable.
Yeah, just incredible.
Mm-hmm. And the middle school kids, too. They can do anything. So we feel like if children can learn the names of, like, in Minecraft, if you watch how many little kids are playing Minecraft, which is a computer game, we feel like this is the way to go. Even circuitry. Circuitry is just fabulous. You teach them at a very young age, cause and effect. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And that affects the arts too. I mean, it will bring in students that will become the future. Mm-hmm. And of course, in the art classes, it gives the class sizes and such are small enough that it gives the kids confidence in what they do and building on skills. So some of the kids stay, a year, and some stay 13 years. And so this is my 27th year teaching here in the Quad Cities on my own.
Well, I heard from someone in the past that when they were describing you, that they said that they thought you'd probably taught half of the Quad Cities to either draw or paint.
I don't know about that, but I sure love what I do. I cannot imagine my life any different. My husband has been so supportive of everything that I do, and my kids, that I just... If I had to start over and do it again, this is exactly what I would be doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, how perfect is that?
Yeah.
Now, on December 7th, you're hosting a holiday open house. What will happen on that evening?
Oh, December 7th. We have all of our artists have brand new artwork in the gallery, and we will be hosting little festivities. There'll be demonstrations by the artists. So if people are interested in talking to the artist and finding out a little bit about maybe their classes and such too. But it's not just buying artwork for a holiday gift. The classes can also make great gifts of experiences.
Oh, yeah, that is great. You know, and you hear so much about that now, and it's really an important trend away from a material object and more towards investing in experiences. So that is a great idea. Give the gift of an art class to someone that you love.
We have this one tangling class. Marilyn Buell teaches it, and women will come in and host a party for themselves. And Marilyn will teach this class. It can be taught in a number of different ways, but they'll bring in beverages and little snacks and have just a great evening. It's an alternative to the Vino Van Gogh kind of a thing, but it's really fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, that holiday open house that we'd mentioned on December 7th, that's from 5:30 to 8 p.m. And while there, people can check out your current display, which is the All Gallery exhibition.
Yeah, there's so much going on. This month we have Barry Sharp, photographer and past Bettendorf High School graduate and Hall of Honor award winner, is doing a Band of Brothers presentation from his tour in four countries in Europe, and that will be from Normandy to the Eagle's Nest. That's on Friday at 5:30, November the 9th. Then we have Small Business Saturday on November 24th, we also have a really cool thing, another way to bring in how art is involved in many things. We've brought in the author of the Geeky Fab 5 book. It's just a great series about STEAM kind of girls and how they solve problems with their brains. And the author will be there. We'll have snacks and discounts on STEAM classes and some demonstrations for people to participate in. On December the 8th, the day after our big holiday party, we have Karen Pettit from South Carolina and Maureen Brousselone coming. Maureen is the illustrator. Karen is the author of the Lady Louise series of books about a fabulous French poodle and her adventures in the world. And all the books teach really good messages for the kids. And we hope that people will come and have a cup of hot cocoa and a cookie and learn about our classes. My classes for will be doing special discounts on the weekend classes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope everybody gets a chance to come by too, because you have a lot, a lot happening. And Pat Breskin, thank you so much for talking today.
Thank you. Thanks so much, WVIK, for being such a great part of our community.
The Breskin Gallery and Art Academy is located at 2967 State Street in Bettendorf. You can browse through their extensive offerings of art classes and read about the artists who display their work there online at breskinartgallery.com. This has been Carolyn Martin, talking art in the Quad Cities for WVIK. Our theme music is provided by a Quad City legend, the late Ellis Kell.